Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout out. Cayman and Zayden are big fans of the podcast. They've listened to every single episode. I think if you two were characters in the stories, you'd be the protectors of the floating forest, and you'd use your magic to move this magical forest to different places to keep it safe. But then this bad guy named King Snake, spoiler, he's an evil snake, would use his evil magic to anchor the floating forest, and his army of snakes would try and take over the floating forest and make it their home, and there would be an epic battle. Thanks for listening, Cayman and Zayden. Today's story is titled The Battle for Unicorn Kingdom Part 2. June and her friends followed Susie and Puff down the hillside to examine the damage done to the Unicorn Kingdom. From up high, it looked bad, but down here, it was much worse. Tatiana pulled out a telescope and, after scanning the area, handed it to June. Her vision zoomed in and she could see tiny details far in the distance. She scanned the empty crystal beds, large holes in the ground where massive crystals once grew.
"Look at this," said Tubes, kneeling near one of the holes.
She reached down and pulled up a handful of dirt that sparkled weakly.
"There's still crystal energy here, but it's fading fast."
Rye sniffed around the edges of the crystal bed, his fur standing on end. He hissed at something unseen.
"What is it, Rye?" asked June, but the cat just continued growling at the empty space.
"The crystal beds aren't just empty," said Bulis, examining another crater.
"They look damaged, like something tore the crystals out violently."
As they continued exploring, they came across other inhabitants of the kingdom. In the distance flew huge birds that seemed to sparkle. Herds of wild unicorn thundered over the hills. A group of fairies fluttered nearby, their wings barely glowing. The fairies flew near the Valley Town heroes and stopped.
"Oh, wow, fairies," said June. "What kind of fairies are you?"
June remembered the valley, where there were a variety of fairies.
"We're hilltop fairies, but the destruction of the Unicorn Kingdom has driven us from our homes. Our magic grows weaker each day," one fairy explained. "Without the crystal energy, we can barely fly."
They met talking rabbits whose fur had lost its magical shimmer, and deer whose antlers no longer glowed with healing light.
"It started at night," said an elderly rabbit. "We'd wake up and another crystal would be gone, just vanished. Then another and another."
"The shadows move differently now," added a young deer, "especially near Middle Mountain. They seem alive."
"The Night Wizard has always kept to himself," said Puff, "but lately strange storms gather around his mountain, and the shadows, they reach further than they should."
"Has anyone tried talking to him?" asked June.
The magical creatures all shook their heads.
"None who venture near Middle Mountain return," said Susie grimly. "The shadows take them."
June looked toward the looming peak where dark clouds continued to gather. Something was definitely wrong up there, and they needed to find out what, before the entire kingdom lost its magic.
"We should check the crystal beds on the other side of the kingdom," suggested Tatiana. "Maybe we'll find more clues there."
The group nodded and continued their investigation, while the three suns grew dimmer overhead. As they walked toward the far side of the kingdom, shadows stretched across their path. Strange, since it was midday with three suns overhead. Suddenly, the shadows rose up from the ground,
taking shape like dark tentacles reaching for them.
"Watch out!" yelled Tatiana, drawing her bow and knocking an arrow. One long shadow reached for June, and Bulis slashed at it with her katana. The shadow fell apart and faded away. More shadows lifted off the ground all around them, reaching out. Rai hissed, and June turned to see multiple shadow tentacles wrap around her cat. She opened a pouch of ninja powder and threw a handful at Rai. It covered his cat face, and he shook and sneezed and pawed at the shadows enveloping him. And then the ninja power activated, and Rai, struggling against the shadow creatures, stood up onto his hind legs and slashed fiercely at the shadows. His attacking claws left lines of light in the air for a second as the magical ninja power flowed through his little cat body. With each slice of his claws, the shadows were cut into ribbons and fell apart, disappearing into nothing. Rai flipped and spun, kicking and slashing until the ground was littered with ribbons of shadow creatures that faded to nothing. Tubes raised one hand and opened her palm up to the sky. A bright flash shone from her hand, sending all the shadows hissing and slinking away.
"What were those things?" asked June, helping Rai back into her backpack.
"Night magic, shadow magic, evil stuff," said Tubes grimly. "The Night Wizard is growing stronger. There's no doubt he's using the crystals to increase his power."
"We should head back," said Susie. "It's not safe to be out in the open when his shadows are active."
The group retreated to a safer area where the unicorns could show them maps of Middle Mountain.
"There are paths up the mountain," explained Puff. "But they're treacherous, and lately they've been covered in shadows."
June looked up at Middle Mountain, looming in the distance.
"Then we need to stop him before there's nothing left to save."
"We'll head for the mountain tomorrow," said Tatiana. "For now, we should rest and prepare."
As night fell, the shadows grew longer around them. June studied the maps, planning their approach to Middle Mountain, hoping they would find a way to stop these shadow creatures. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. The email is kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.